We're in Hilchos Deos, in the last parak, parak Zion. We're in the middle of discussing Lashon Hara. And I mentioned last time that all the halachas Lashon Hara, the Rambam has in these few halachas here in Deos. And as you'll see, it's not that specific. It's more of like a system to avoid rather than a specific construct of prohibition. So we saw before in Halacha Beis, in Halacha Aleph, the idea of rechilus, which is transporting gossip from one person to another person or being engaged in gossip. Lashon Hara is where you say something true about somebody else and that's denigrating. And Motzi Shemra is saying a lie about somebody else, which actually is a form of nezek. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam now moves a little bit more into philosophy. Amru Chachamim, Shalosh Averos Nifran Min Ha'adam Ba'olam Hazeh Ve'ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. It's a very famous thing. The Chachamim say there are three sins that remove a person from this world and he loses his share in the world to come. Avos Chachamim Gidur Rosh V'Chos Damim. So obviously the big three, idolatry, sexual prohibitions, and murder, those are the worst things a person could do. But Lashon Hara Kenega Kula, the famous idea, Lashon Hara is equivalent to these things. Okay, now of course, that can't really be true because you're not Chayiv Misa if you engage in Lashon Hara. You don't do Yarag Val Yavor of Lashon Hara, but it is trying to get across a concept of how fundamental the problem of Lashon Hara is. The Oda Amru Chachamim, Kol Mesaper B'Lashon Hara, Kilu Kofer of Iker. And this is more of a philosophical point, but the Chachamim say that anyone who engages in Lashon Hara, it's as if he is a heretic in the most essential things of Judaism. Shenemar, Asher Amru, Lashoneinu, Nagbir, Sfaseinu, Itano, Mi Adon Lano. V'Oda Amru Chachamim, Shlosha Lashon Hara, Hareges. And the Chachamim also said there are three people who get killed when you say Lashon Hara. Ha'omro, the person who says it. Ha'mekablo, and the person who accepts it. Zesha Omer Olav, and the person who it is spoken about. The Mekablo, Yosef Mina Omro. But the worst one is the person who accepts it. So a person who, quote unquote, accepts the Lashon Hara, he's worse than the other ones. Okay? Halacha Dalad, it says, V'yesh Dvarim Shehen. So V'yesh Dvarim Shehen Avak Lashon Hara. So there are some things which are called the dust of Lashon Hara, which means they're not quite essentially Lashon Hara, but they have enough attributes to them that make them similar or within the sphere of Lashon Hara. Ketzad, mi yomar leploni sheye kamo shehu ata. So for example, if you say to somebody, who's going to tell this guy, right, that he should continue acting like the way he is? O sheyomar shasko miploni, eni rotzi lodia ma'ira o mahaya, right? Or don't talk about this guy. I don't want to hear, so to speak, what happened to this person. Okay, meaning what you're doing is you're tempting the person to find out more about what happened to this person. Right? Another example. Let's say I start singing the praises of Shmuel in front of those millions of people who hate him, right? That's also Avak Lashon Hara. Because when they all hear the praise that I'm heaping on Shmuel, that's like fuel to their fire. Because then they're going to want to even more so be misaper on his gnus. Okay, v'alzeh inyan amar Shlomo mivarach or Ayub b'kol gadol l'boker hashkein klal techashav lo. Okay, shemitoch tovaso bali de rasa. So through the good came the bad. V'chaim hamisaper b'lashon hara derech schok v'derech kalus rosh klomer sheinu medaber b'sina. Also, let's say, like, I tell Lashon Hara in a joking way, right, where the malicious nature of it, like, the tone isn't there, nonetheless, it's still considered Avak Lashon Hara. Hu sheshlomo amar b'chachmaso, ki mislali la, yore zakim chatzim mavis, v'amar halom b'sachik ani. V'chein, ha-misaper Lashon Hara derech ha-mamaos, okay? Also, if I tell Lashon Hara in what's called literally derech ha-mamaos, which is a sly way, How do I do it in a sneaky way? Who she yisaper letumo? Okay, because really, I say it like in this innocent way when I tell the story. Kilo eino yodea shadavar zeh shadibra lashon harahu. I act as if I don't really know this is lashon hara. Ela kishem machem bo omer ein yodei shedar bezoshen hara o she'ilam asav shalponi. And then when I get accused of saying it, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I never meant to say anything bad about that other person. So claiming innocence and engaging in lashon hara is still considered avak lashon hara, the dust of lashon hara. Okay. Let's do one more. Let's do a couple more, and then we'll come back and try to answer the question. Halacha hey echad misaper lashon hara bnei chaver o shlo b'fanav. So I don't have to say lashon hara in front of the person I'm speaking lashon hara. I can say it behind his back. That misaper dvarim shegormim im nishmo ish pi ish lahatzi chaver begufa b'mono. Or if I say things about a person, and when that information gets passed from person to person, it'll eventually lead to my friend. This person I'm speaking about physical harm or financial loss. The afilu lahatzer lo or lahafchido, even if it's to annoy him or to frighten him, raise a lashon hara. V'nemru dvarim elav neishlosha kvar nishma davar venoda. So what's the minimum shear of it being heard? If I say lashon hara in front of three people, like a beis din, it's as if it's been heard and known. V'msipir hadavar echa mineishlosha pam acheres ein ba mishum lashon hara. Right, but let's say one of the three people who heard it says it to someone else. It's not really lashon hara because it's already public knowledge. Okay, v'hushlo yiskavin l'havir kol uglosa yoser. As long as his intention isn't to spread it around and make it worse, and that's an important chiluk. What the Rambam's saying is that once something is public, okay, it's no longer lashon hara. So let's say in the front page of the newspaper, it says that Ginsburg robbed a bank, right? You could talk about Ginsburg robbing a bank because at that point it's public knowledge. So that aspect of that's a critical part of making it lashon hara. Okay, halacha vav kol elu heim bali lashon hara she'asa lador bishchunosam. Okay, all these people who speak lashon hara, you can't live near them. Got to move away. The kol shekain leishev imam lishmo devram, and certainly you can't sit among them and listen to what they have to say. Lo nechtam gzar din al v'sena b'minbar el lashon hara levad. And Ram is also giving like a Muslim message here. Keep in mind that the Bnei Yisrael, the generation that came out of Egypt, so their punishment ultimately was their inability to go into Israel and their death in the desert came about because they spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. So you see the power of Lashon Hara, okay? So, okay, Halacha Zayin. Okay, so there's, if you recall, I don't know if you would recall this, in the beginning of Hilchos Deos, we went over the various Isurim, there's certain prohibitions. So this is one of them, which is taking revenge. Hanoke mechavero over belosase, shnomer losikom. So getting revenge, taking revenge on your fellow Jew, you're also over an Isser there. Because the Torah says losikom. What's the Isser? Okay. V'afapi she'eno loke alav de'a rohyan mo'ot. So even though you don't get malchus for it, it's a very bad thing. Now, you'll see what it is in a second. Ela roy lo la'odam lios mavir al midosav al kol divrei olam shakol eitzlam avinim divrei hevel v'havai v'enon kadei limkom aleim. So a person has to train himself to, again, this is like a Deus idea, right? To be above these like stupid, simple matters, okay? And recognize that it's never worth really seeking out revenge. So what is revenge? Ketzat hi'anakima, and like this, what's nakama? Amr lo chavero hishilani kardumech, amr lo eini mashiocha. So I come over to your house and I say, can you lend me your shovel? And you say, nope. Lamachar tzarech lishol mimeno. So let's say you come over to my house tomorrow and you say to me, can I borrow your shovel? And I say, no. You know why? Because when I went to go ahead and borrow the shovel from you, you said no. So I'm not going to lend my shovel to you as a result. That's nokin. Okay, that's revenge. Amazingly, it's amazing how challenging that is. But what you're supposed to do is, when that person comes over and asks to borrow your shovel, okay, knowing full well that he rejected your request, you're supposed to, with an open heart, say to that person, please, I would love for you to borrow my shovel. Okay? That's what you're supposed to do. Now you have another halacha, which is the other iser, which is noter. Okay? Noter literally means holding a grudge. Okay? So this is the last halacha in Deos. V'chein kol a noter le'echan misrael over belosase. So if I go ahead and hold a grudge against another Jew, I'm also over an iser. Shenemra v'lositor es b'nei amecha. Right now, what is noter? Ketzat hinatira. Reuven she'amar l'shimon. So Reuven says to Shimon, hiskir l'r bayi zeh, o'ishilani shor zeh, v'lo ratz ha'shimon. Okay? So Reuven goes to Shimon and says, listen, do me a favor, rent me your house. But Shimon doesn't want to. Okay? L'yomim ba Shimon l'Reuven, l'sham imeno, l'skar imeno. Okay? So a week later, Shimon comes to Reuven and says, listen, can I rent your house? V'amar lo Reuven, Reuven says to him, Harei lecha, harini mashilecha, v'eini kamoska lo ashalim lecha kamasecha. And what do you say to the guy? You say to Shimon, Reuven says to Shimon, I'm not like you. I'm going to let you borrow my stuff. You can rent my house because I'm not like you. Okay? That's lo sitor. Ha'ostik hazeh over below sitor. Right? Elo yimcha ha'davar b'libo v'leitrenu. Rather, what should a person do? He shouldn't let it bother him, and he should not try and seek out any type of grudge against the person. Shekolzman shu noter es ha'davar v'zorcho shema yavo linkom. Because as long as you hold the grudge, what will that lead to? That will actually lead to nekama. So therefore, lefikach hekpida ha'Torah al netira ach yimcha avo malibo. That's why the Torah is went ahead and was very machmir on the idea of noter. B'leis gerena klal, right? V'zuhi adea nechonosh efshar yiskayim ba yishuv aretz. And this type of knowledge, of attitude, the correct thinking, is what's going to promote yishuv aretz, meaning peace in the world. Okay? U'masal matan shchom ne'adam zeim zeh. So basically, avoiding noter, right, and nokim, and certainly lashon hara, right, all these things promote a cohesion of society that's necessary for society to be able to rise to the highest possible levels.